In this fast-paced, technology-driven world, we can order up dinner on your smartphone to be delivered to your door in half an hour. People seem rarely to take the time to reflect on their past. The good things, the things that made them who they are. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Today, in Chinese culture, marks Tomb Sweeping Day. Now, to the rest of us, that may sound just a bit odd. But traditionally, people commemorate their late parents and grandparents by going to the cemetery with relatives and sweeping their tombs. It's a tradition that reminds those who remain not to forget the source of their good life and their blessings. I wonder, how often do you think about those who've gone before you, who paved the way for you, who contributed to making you who you are today? Of course, not all the input may have been good, but without doubt, some of it was. Writes the Apostle Paul to his young ministry protege Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, "I remember your true faith. That kind of faith first belonged to your grandmother Lois and to your mother Eunice. I know you now have that same faith. That's why I want you to remember the gift God gave you. God gave you that gift when I laid my hands on you. Now, I want you to use that gift and let it grow more and more, like a small flame grows into a fire." Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice had a huge impact on this young man's faith. Don't forget those who've gone before you. Remember what they sacrificed so you can be who you are today. Honor them in your heart. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And perhaps if there are some hangovers from your past that still haunt you, well, remember this. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.